Okay, so the Gemara in Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph in Kiddushin now goes on to explain the Shita the Chacham. Again, in the Mishnah on Chav Beis Amud Beis, we discussed that an Eved Kenani can be acquired using Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka. And then the Mishnah went on to discuss the methods by which an Eved Kenani can release himself from slavery. So he can either use Kesef or he can use Shtar. And so only said that there was a machlokus between Rav Meir and the Chachamim regarding how exactly that can be facilitated. Is the Kesef facilitated either Acherim or al yidei atzmo, and same thing for shtar. Shtar al yidei atzmo or al yidei achim. So Rameir said the kesef is al yidei achim, shtar is al yidei atzmo, and the Chacham said no, kesef is al yidei atzmo, shtar is al yidei achim. And so we dealt with Rameir's position last time, but now the Gemara goes through Shitas Chacham. And the Gemara goes through and makes a very similar diak in the Chacham Shita that we had in Rameir, and that is when the Chacham say kesef can be done, can be used to release him, Aidei Atzmo, does that mean only Aidei Atzmo, or does that mean even Aidei Atzmo? So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. If you want to tell me that it means specifically Aidei Atzmo and not Aidei Achim, well, wait a second. We know that according to the Chachamim, they learn that freedom for an Eved is considered a Zechus. And we know Zachin La'adam Shalom B'fanav. Well, if that's the case, the Eved, this freedom can be done even Shalom Midaito. But if that's the case, there's no reason to say that kesef should be able to be done specifically Aidei Atzmo. Presumably, what the Mishnah meant when the Chacham said kesef Aidei Atzmo, that means even Aidei Atzmo. But certainly, the kesef can be done Aidei Achim as well. Now, if the kesef can be done Aidei Atzmo, that's predicated on the fact that Yesh Kenyan LeEved below Rabba, that Neved is able to acquire things without going into his he can acquire things for himself without going into his master's pocket. And how is that? So Rashi explains, that's if you stipulate that you're giving something to the Eved on condition that his master has no right to this amount of money or whatever it is that you're giving him. And so, if that's the case, though, so then it seems that the first part of the Chacham statement, when the Chacham say kesef is Aidei Atzmo, kesef can be used to release the Eved from slavery, Aidei Atzmo, that means even Aidei Atzmo. So kesef can be done Aidei Atzmo, and can be used to free him Aidei Achim. But let's continue on in the statement of the Chacham. The Chacham said, shtar can be used to free the Eved Aidei Achim. So does that mean specifically Aidei Achim, or does that mean even Aidei Achim? Well, if you want to tell me that it's Aidei Acherim, why can't it be done Aidei Atzmo? We know that the halach is Gita V'yodo Ban Ke'echad. Now, why are we so adamant that's true, that Gita V'yodo Ban Ke'echad? So Rashi explains, that's because it's Maisim B'chol Yom that an Eved receives a get, Shtar Shichur, from his master. And if that's the case, how could it be that we paskin Keneged the Chachamim? So must be that the Chacham do hold of Gita V'yodo Ban Ke'echad. Well, if that's the case, so then when the Mishnah says that you can shtar can be used to free an Eved Aidei Achim, it must mean even Aidei Achim, but certainly that a shtar can be done Aidei Atzmo as well. Well, then wait a second, let's put all the pieces together. The Chacham had two parts to their statement. Number one, the Kesef can be used to free an Eved Aidei Atzmo, but we said that means Aidei Atzmo and Al Yidei Achim as well. And then the Chacham go on to say, well, shtar can be used to free an Eved Yidei Achim, but we are explaining now that means Aidei Achim and Aidei Atzmo. Well, then, if that's the case, then why did the Mishnah break up the statement of the Chacham to two different parts? The Chacham should have just said, Kesef and Shtar can be used to free an Eved Aidei Atzmo and Aidei Achirim. Why did the Mishnah break it up into two different parts, saying that Kesef can be done Aidei Atzmo, Shtar can be used to free an Eved Aidei Achirim? So the Gemara explains, actually, and now this is the way the Rashi explains it, there's two parts over here. When the Chacham in the Mishnah are saying, Kesef Aidei Atzmo, there's really supposed to be a period right after that. And that's supposed to be where the Chacham's opinion ends. And what follows is the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And so the way that the Mishnah would read is that the Chacham hold that Kesef can be done, Kesef can be used to free an Eved, Al Yidei Atzmo, but that's also Al Yidei Achim. And same thing would be true for Shtar. Shtar can be used to free an Eved, Al Yidei Atzmo, and Al Yidei Achim. But what follows in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah goes on to say Shtar, Al Yidei Achirim, that's actually reflecting the opinion of Rav Shimon Elazar. Rav Shimon Elazar holds that Shtar can be done specifically Al Yidei Achirim, but not Al Yidei Atzmo. And that's why when the Mishnah goes on to say, B'Shtar Al Yidei Achirim, it means specifically Al Yidei Achirim, not Al Yidei Atzmo. And so what comes out then is that there are three machlokos. There are three shitos that we're juggling. There's the shita of Rav Meir, the shita of Chachamim, and the shita of Shimon Elazar. And the way that it comes out, the way that Rashi delineates all these opinions and their positions, is that Rav Meir holds. Remember, the Meir was the first opinion in the Mishnah where we said that kesef can be done al yadei acherim and only al yadei acherim, and shtar can be done al yadei atzmo and only al yadei, and that would be. And shtar can be done al yadei atzmo, not al yadei acherim. And so that's because Rav Meir holds, first of all, that kesef can be done al yadei acherim, and that's even if he's not aware. Now, why is that? Well, we explained that before in the Gemara. We had either Abai's opinion or Rava's opinion, either because the same way that a master can be acquired using kesef, bal karcho, so he can be makna the eved bal karcho using kesef. And Rava's opinion was that kesef is processed through the master. The master is not a shliach, and so of course it can be shoved down the eved's throat. So Meir holds that kesef can be done al yedei achirim, and only al yedei achirim, but not al yedei atzmo. Why can't it be done al yedei atzmo? That's because ein kinyan le'eved below rabo. What about when it comes to shtar? Well, we said shtar can be done al yedei atzmo, but only al yedei atzmo, not al yedei achirim. Why is that? Well, because it's a chov, and a chov has to be al yedei atzmo, not al yedei achirim. So that would be the opinion of Rav Meir, that Rav Meir would hold that kesef is done ayidei acherim and only ayidei acherim, and shtar is done ayidei atzmo and only ayidei atzmo. Rav Shimon ben Elazar would hold kesef and shtar both have to be done ayidei acherim, not ayidei atzmo. Why is that? Well, because first of all, kesef, Rav Shimon Elazar is of the opinion that ein kinyan le'eved below rabo, and for shtar he holds ein gito v'yado ban ke'echad. And the Chacham come along and they would say that for Kesef and Shtar, that can be done Ayideh Cherem and Ayideh Atzmo. So just to summarize the three opinions, we have Rav Meir, Rav Shimon Elazar, and the Chacham. The Chacham hold that both Kesef and Shtar can be done Ayideh Cherem and Ayideh Atzmo. In order for the Chacham to be able to say that, they have to hold that, number one, that it's a zechus for an Eved to go free, and that's why it can be done without consulting the Eved. It can be done Ayideh Cherem. Number two, the Chachamim have to hold that in Yesh Kinyan Le'eved below Rabo, and number three, the Chachamim have to hold that Gito V'Yado Ban Ke'echad. Now, that's the Chachamim's opinion. The second opinion would then be Rav Shimon Elazar. Rav Shimon Elazar holds, actually, both Kesef and Shtar have to be done Ayideh Acherim, not Ayideh Atzmo. Why is that? Because Rav Shimon Elazar is of the opinion that, number one, Ein Kinyan Le'eved below Rabo. Of course, Rav Shimon Elazar is going to hold. We know that he holds that it's a zechus for an eved to go free. But even so, he holds that in kinyan le'eved below Rabo. And number two, he holds that in gita v'yado ban ke'echad. And that's why both kesef and shtar have to be done ayidei acherim. And comes along Rav Meir and he says, actually, no, there's a compromise. For kesef, that is done ayidei acherim. But shtar, that's done ayidei atzmo, because Rav Meir is going to have to hold that gita v'yado ban ke'echad, but in kinyan le'eved below Rabo. So shtar can be done ayidei atzmo, not ayidei acherim, and that's because gita v'yado ban ke'echad, but it's considered a chov, so it can't be done through others. But kesef has to be done ayidei acherim, because in kinyan le'eved below Rabo. Okay, so those are the three opinions. And in the Mishnah, we said that basically, even though it reads a little bit strange, but when the Chum say kesef, ayidei atzmo, that's where their shita ends. And then Rav Shimon Elazar picks up and he says, shtar is ayidei acherim and only ayidei acherim. So the Gemara then goes on to try to figure out, well, wait a second, where exactly did Rav Shimon Elazar get his opinion from? So Rabbi explains, that's because we learn out the rules for Eved from Isha, from the Gezer Shava of Law. And so Rav Shimon Elazar understands that the same way that when a husband gives a get to his wife, he has to put the get in a place that doesn't belong to him. He has, with the pasuk says v'nasam biyada, he puts it in her hand in a place that doesn't belong to him. And so similarly, when a master wants to free his eved, he has to put the shtar in a place that doesn't belong to him. And so if he were to give it to the eved, that wouldn't be putting it in a place that doesn't belong to him. The master owns the eved, and so he has to give it. The shtar would have to be processed al yidei acherim. So now, the Chacham, on the other hand, Rashi just fills in these details. The Chacham clearly hold that no, the limud from an Isha to an Eved would not be like that. The limud would be that the same way that a woman can be makabel her own get, an Eved can be makabel his own get. And that's why the Chacham hold that that an eved can be that you the shtar can be done ide atzmo or ide acherim. So the Gemara then goes on to ask. Rava asks an interesting chakira. Rava asks, well, wait a second. According to Rav Shimon Elazar holds that an eved cannot actually receive his own get. But can an eved appoint a shliach in order to be mekabel his own get? So on mitzad echad, you might say, well, there's a gezer shava lala me'isha, and so the same with that, an isha can appoint a shliach to be mekabel her own get. An eved can be mekabel, can appoint a shliach to be mekabel his get. Or do you say that, no, a woman can be mekabel her own get, so of course it follows that she can appoint a shliach to be mekabel her get. An eved who cannot be mekabel his own get, well then it would follow that he should not be able to appoint a shliach to be mekabel his get. So that's the chakira that Rabbah raises, that while Rav Shimon Elazar holds that an eved cannot be mekabel his own shtar shichur, can he appoint a shliach to be mekabel his shtar shichur? And shortly after asking the question, Rava answered, well, we learn that from La to teach you that the same way that an Isha can be Makabler, can appoint a Shliach to be Makabler own, to be Makabler get, an Eved can appoint a Shliach to be Makabler his Shtar Shechar. So what emerges then is a unique idea, and that is that while Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that an Eved cannot be Makabler his own get, he can appoint a Shliach to do something that he can't do. He can appoint a Shliach to be Makabler his Shtar Shechar. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua asserted that Kohanim, there's an interesting idea about Kohanim. Do you say that Kohanim are considered Shluchei Derachmana? They're considered Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or do you say that they are considered Shluchei Didan? They are considered our own Shluchim. They're Shluchim of the people bringing their Kabbanas. The Yisraelim who cannot themselves bring their Kabbanas, but use Kohanim to bring their Kabbanas. So what's the Nafgamina? Rashi tells us the Nafgamina is, based on the Gemara in Nedarim, that discusses what happens if a person is mudar hana'a from a coin. He says, I don't want to have any hana'a. I'm taking a neder not to have any hana'a from that coin. And now he needs to bring a karban. So what does he do? Is he allowed to use that coin to bring his karban? So if you tell me that a coin is considered shluchei rachmana, that they're considered shluchim av HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then it's not considered hana'a if you're using the coin to bring your carbon. On the other hand, if you tell me that they are shluchei didan, that a kohen is considered our own shluchim, so then I wouldn't be able to make use of a kohen in order to bring my carbon. So Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua said, Kohanim are considered shluchei rachmana. They have to be considered shluchei rachmana because it's inconceivable that they could be shluchei didan. Why? Because how could it be that we can appoint shluchim to do something that we ourselves can't do? So now the Gemara turns around and says, well, wait a second. Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua, but that's not true. It is conceivable that somebody can appoint a shliach to do something that they themselves cannot do. Based on what Rava explained within Rav Shimon Elazar's Shita, Rava explained that Rav Shimon Elazar holds that an Eved can appoint a shliach to be mekabel his own shtar shechar, even though he himself cannot be mekabel his shtar shechar. So why would Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua assert that a kohen, that kohen must be shluchei rachmana, because it's inconceivable that they're shluchei didan, because how could it be that we could appoint them to do something that we ourselves cannot do? That's not true. There are instances in Shas where somebody can appoint a shliach to do something that they themselves cannot do, and have a kanani. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good attack on Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua. There's a very big difference between Yisraelim in the world of karbanos and versus an eved in the world of shtar shechar. Yisraelim have no shaychus whatsoever to karbanos. There's no way that a Yisrael could ever do avoda. Masha ein kein, an eved is shaykh in the world of gittin. He's shaykh in the world of shtar shechar. How is he shaykh in the world of shtar shechar? A shtar shechar can be processed. An eved can facilitate the freedom of another eved. And how could that be? In other words, if an eved, if somebody else's master wants to free them, one eved can be mekabel a shtar shechar for another eved, as long as it's not his own master who wants to free some other co-slave that this eved has. An eved can receive a shtar shechar on behalf of another eved. And so he is shaykh in the parsha of Gittin, and that's why it's not so absurd that he should be able to appoint a shlech to be mekabel his own shtar. However, when it comes to Kohanim, it can't be that Yisrael could appoint a shliach to do something himself has absolutely no shaychus in. So just to summarize what we had, first we analyzed the opinion of the Chachamim. In the Mishnah, the Chachamim told us that in order to for an to release an eved from slavery, you use kesef aideach atzmo, shtar aideach cherem. We explain in the Mishnah that the sheet of the Chachamim ends after they say kesef aideach atzmo, and Rav Shimon Lazarus, the one who picks up by saying shtar aideach cherem, and when the Chachamim say kesef aideach atzmo, that's kesef aideach atzmo, but you can also use a cherem. But Rav Shimon Lazarus is of the opinion that when you're using a shtar, it has to be aideach cherem and not aideach atzmo, because Rav Shimon Lazar does not hold to the concept of Gita V'yadaban Ka'echad. He learns out La'la from Isha to teach you that the same way that when you give a get, it has to be put into a place that doesn't belong to the husband, so too when you give a shtar to an Eved to free him, it has to be put in a place that doesn't belong to the Eved. The Rabbah then went on to raise a Chakira. Can an Eved make a shliach to a receive his shtar shikhar? He himself cannot receive the shtar shikhar, and he answered that yes, he, according to Rav Shimon Lazar, an Eved can appoint a shliach. The Gemara said, well then how does Ravuna Brei D'Vashua made any sense? Ravuna Brei D'Vashua said it must be the Kohanim are Shluchi Rachman, or they're not Shluchi Didan. The Gemara said, no, there's a very big difference between Kohanim and Avadim, and that is when it comes to Yisrael appointing a shliach in the world of Karbanos. Yisrael has no shaychus in the world of Karbanos. Mashenkin for Shtar Shichur, an Eved does have a shaychus in the world of Shtar Shichur, because an Eved can facilitate the freedom of another Eved, as long as it's not the freedom of a co-Eved when they're both Avadim of the same master.